interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Oh, here's a fire in Goodyear, Arizona that grew out of control pretty quickly after starting on Monday night. Crews from the Goodyear Fire Department, the city of Maricopa County's Fire and Medical, and the Bureau of Land Management were initially called to a 15-acre brush fire near State Route 238, about 15 miles west of Maricopa. This is Monday afternoon. They call it the Flying Bucket Fire. But then the winds started to pick up, and things started to get out of control. And now it's only 30% contained as of Tuesday night, and it's gone to 4,000 acres. They say high winds and high warm temperatures significantly increased the fire activity, and it's threatening some power lines. They say 100 firefighters are battling the blaze on the ground in addition to air tankers. What would start all this? Couple guys having shooting practice out there in the desert, just doing target practice, and something sparked, and 4,000 acres later, they're bringing in the airplanes to try and put this fire out. Wow.
All right, if you're 21 pounds of weed shows up at the wrong house, as much as you don't want to let that stuff go, you probably should just consider that to be a loss, and an expensive one at that. But whatever the 21 pounds of weed is worth, it is not worth jail, and that's what two guys are facing in Texas after they tried to get back their 21 pounds of weed that was delivered to the wrong address. The two guys called, they figured out where it went, you know, and then they called the people who live at that house, and they said, hey, listen, we'll pay you guys, you know, we'll come by and pick it up, and as a way of us saying thanks, we'll give you some money for all that stuff. And the people at the house said, yeah, okay, sure, come on by. They had already called the cops. And so the cops were waiting for them. Recreational weed is illegal in Texas, and certainly in that quantity.
And the cops didn't have to go far to corral these two. In Waukesha, Wisconsin, John, a man and a woman, separated, they say, by nearly 40 years in age, are facing disorderly conduct charges for where they decided to have sex. First of all, let me tell you the principal players involved here. We're talking about 28-year-old Desmond Cleveland and his girlfriend, 67-year-old Karen Hill. So we got 28. He's 28, she's 67.
What is going on there?
Well, they're having sex in the Waukesha County Jail lobby Thursday, May 2nd. Apparently, according to the criminal complaint, the sheriff's deputy was dispatched to the Waukesha County Jail lobby for a disorderly conduct and lewd behavior. The jail supervisor called to report the two individuals were having sex in the lobby and that the female, later identified as Karen Hill, was still on the scene.
Karen Thrill Hill.
That's right. The deputy was able to obtain video surveillance of the incident that happened at about 3 in the morning that Thursday. The two individuals in the jail lobby engaged in sexual acts, and here's how they tried to explain themselves. The deputy contacted Hill, who indicated Cleveland was her boyfriend, and they intended to hang out at a boarding house, but got locked out. Probably because the people in the boarding house didn't want to see that either. So they walked to the jail lobby and took a nap. Defendant Hill did admit that they had sexual intercourse, and it was consensual. And they said, we tried to cover ourselves up with articles of clothing so no one would see us. And then when they asked the 28-year-old Desmond Cleveland about it, his answer was, quote, sex happens. In the jail, lobby of the jail.
That's why Desmond is hooked up with Thrill Hill right there, because she's allowing it to happen in all places.
Yeah.